the English with Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How you doing? The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, we're going to be looking at training at home during the lockdown. Now, first of all, I know it's extremely difficult to get motivated to train at home, especially because of the space that you have, and especially if you want to do weapons training as well, which makes it even harder, especially if you haven't got a garden. But there are quite a few things you can do. I mean, you can especially do exercises using body weight alone, such as push-ups, crunches, squats, etc. And by doing that, you can maintain a lot of your muscle and fitness. But first of all, we've got to look at motivation. Why do you feel you need to exercise at home during this lockdown? Is it purely just to stay fit, or is it to actually work on your skills as a martial artist? Now, if it's just to stay fit, you can follow all the workouts that are now on TV that show in the mornings, and you can do your aerobics and stuff like that. Or you can use exercises that are dedicated to working your body out in a way that improves your weapons and unarmed practice. Now, as I've said before, the first thing I would recommend for that kind of training are power bands, because you can train your punching power. You can train any kind of weapons movements by using the band hooked up to different areas of your body, say under your feet. You can train certain muscles that you use for using weapons, triceps, biceps, the back muscles, everything. And it's quite easy to actually come up with the different kind of exercises with the power bands that you need for training the specific parts of the body that need training for weapons. You can also use dumbbells to practice with. You can put one in each hand and go through all your punches and other hand strikes that you use in your system. You can actually lay on the floor and train your legs with the power bands as well. So if you have some dumbbells and a power band, you're laughing because you can cover most things with those couple of pieces of equipment. The next thing is diet. And I'm the worst one for that because I love to eat. But you've got to try and maintain a weight level. There's no point becoming obese just because you're locked down. I mean, I carry a bit of weight, always have, so I'm not too worried about that. But there are lots of people that can really, really, their bodies are made to just go obese. And you have people on the complete opposite as well. They can eat as much as they want and never put an ounce on. But both of these body types, you need to keep your training up, especially for your weapons practice and your unarmed practice. You know, you can shadow box or shadow fight, whatever you want to call it. And you can maintain a decent level of fitness by doing these exercises with this kind of equipment. I mean, what you really should be doing, especially if you're worried about putting weight on, is eating something, say, like oats, because they contain leptin. And leptin is a chemical that tells your brain that your body is full or that your stomach is full. So it really is good to help lose weight with. Also, green tea is a great appetite suppressor, and it's really good to have that once, two, maybe three times a day. And don't forget your vitamins. A good multivitamin helps a lot. So with the simple equipment you can use and the various exercises you can do with that equipment, plus your diet, you should be able to stay on track with both your weight and your training. Now, of course, if you're a jiu-jitsu person, it's going to be very hard for you to practice your art unless you've got another jiu-jitsu person or judo person living with you. But you still can work out in the way I've said, plus with the equipment I've said to use. You can still gain some benefits from that. Another thing, make sure you drink plenty of water throughout the day. Keep yourself hydrated so that you can do the exercise that you need to do. Okay, so now we're moving on. Now, there may be those of you who don't want to train or don't need to train because you're having a rest from training. And that's perfectly okay as well. You don't have to train. You don't have to do anything. But make sure that you read plenty about the martial arts or your art, and, you know, you watch plenty of videos, blah, blah, so that it's in your mind. Because remember, your subconscious mind doesn't really know the difference from doing something and thinking about something. So you can use visualization to train with rather than do the physical. I mean, there are many experiments with visualization that you can look up and find out how the results were. And the results are usually pretty good. That they have three groups. One group does absolutely nothing. One group trains their heads off. And another group just visualizes that they're training and winning all the time. And in those experiments, the people who did the visualization came out on top, especially when it came to doing it physically, because they had used their subconscious mind to take in that they'd actually done this exercise and won these matches. They performed as they imagined they would. And it's another great way to train. And visualization can be taught as well as learned from books. You can go online and learn how to visualize so that you can concentrate on what you're doing and visualize without interruptions. And it really, really is a great way to train your mind. And how you could put your physical training and your visualization together. And you never know, at the end of this lockdown, you might come out like Superman. So far during this lockdown, I have done lots of reading, watched loads of videos on my martial arts, looked at other martial arts and seen how good they are. I've also done visualization, and I've done physical as well. I've done stuff, videos for our students. They're not for my mainstream. I've just done them for the students so they can carry on practicing at home. And I've done quite a few things, but there's only so much you can do to help people without the actual real physical training. But we can't give in and we must keep trying. And because of the lockdown, I've also started a new podcast. It's all about lesser known authors and their writings and books. The first two episodes are up, and the first episode is about Mark Olden, who is a great writer of mystery, suspense and martial arts. He was an African-American writer and he won loads of awards, but he's not so well known today. And he's brilliant. He was very high graded in karate and aikido, and he wrote some magnificent books. And one of them was Poe Must Die. Giri is another one of them. Daisho was another one. Absolutely great, suspenseful, action-packed books. Absolutely terrific. I would highly recommend anyone who loves martial arts to read his books. They're just terrific. And all the people who love Western martial arts or HEMA, you should get Poe Must Die. It's absolutely terrific. I won't give anything away, but just read it and see for yourselves. Okay, that's the end of this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please tune in next time. And that's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. Thank you and bye.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.